pictures on the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground, or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
So don't tell them what you look like on the radio, cause if they never see you then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you've acne,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
No wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
R-A-D-I-O.
Thank you, Marconi.
Voice of Next Thursday. Hello, I'm Gabriel Syme. I'm here to reveal your future. A future so far ahead that if you were to attempt to travel here at the speed of time, it would take you 5 grueling days just to arrive. By the time you had arrived, I would have moved on by another 5 days, so I wouldn't recommend it. Instead, I'll be transmitting signals back to the ancient world of last week for you to devour and learn from your triumphs and mistakes of your future world we call Next Thursday, 5 long days from now. Tune to Voice of Next Thursday on your shortwave dial. On a previous show, I discussed the Google Brain, Today, I turn my Next Thursday gaze to the Apple cult. My good people of last week, you may own and use Apple's iPhone and iPad, both of which contain vast libraries of apps which are selected by Apple's guiding hand to avert the end user from experiencing ugly, despicable design and deformed, putrid functionality that you may be aware exists on those other systems. In the world of Next Thursday, many people have become so reliant on Steve Jobs' choices that they now desire the rest of their lives to be governed by the dictum of Steve. This group call themselves iUsers, a cult that has completely and utterly given up their free will to the whims and wishes of Guru Steve. Steve at first publicly distanced himself from the group's activities, but eventually it was revealed in the media that Guru Steve had sanctioned the iPhone app to convey his ever-widening decrees to his loyal followers. By this time, everyone was consuming their media by way of Apple products, so the story went unnoticed. Since the introduction of the iPhone X, their 10th iPhone, in the year 2006, all Apple product and user agreements has buried in the small print the clause that states, "By using this Apple product, you agree to unquestionably obey the word of Guru Steve and to live a happy and fulfilling life with this and future Apple devices, knowing that you have total freedom from choice." In the world of Next Thursday, all devices are well designed, modern, and have built-in redundancy, but you really wanted to upgrade anyway. Long live Guru Steve, 5 long days from now.
Lay, lady, lay. Laid across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. Break of day, let me see you eat dog bones now. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Lay, 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 lay. Laid across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Till the break of day, let me see you make him smile. Wait any longer for the world to begin. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Laid across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. Break of day, stay with your man a while. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And lady, you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, 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 stay.
You've crashed through the static to the promised land of next Thursday. This is Voice of Next Thursday. In the far distant future, a world we call next Thursday, the military will no longer use humans to fight the enemy. Instead, crack squadrons of trained orangutans will be our vanguard, aided by small airborne drone units remotely controlled through Internet 3 by teenage boys doped to their eyelids on energy drinks. Enemy forces will have similar fighting powers due to modern warfare conventions, as laid out by the League of Nations, which dictates that warring countries and or companies must have a similar sized fighting force to make it a just fight. If an adversary lacks the military resources to lay down a reasonable engagement, the opposition is obliged to provide resources from its own army until both sides have an equal arsenal. Modern conventions of next Thursday also state that an impartial umpire should be allocated by the League of Nations. To pay for the ever-mounting cost of wars, they are broadcast live on commercial networks. Sponsors are sought and combatants are decorated in the sponsors' bright colours and logos. Gambling on individual skirmishes is encouraged to raise additional revenue. Ratings also come into play during Wars of Next Thursday, since live war broadcasts are very popular and are usually scheduled for evening around dinner time. The battlefield is a huge, colourful arena bursting at the seams with an audience who are emphatically rooting for their military representatives, or they may simply like their costumes. The warring sides are set tasks to perform by the war umpire, who is flanked by two gorgeous women, each standing an impressive 7 foot tall. Tasks may include pillow fight on a grease pole over a pool of porridge, swinging on ropes while throwing balls through portholes in the side of a cardboard ship, running through a course of tyres, trying not to drop coins tightly clenched in the cleft of the buttock, and many other entertaining activities. At the end of the evening, the score is tallied, the winner declared, surrender documents signed, and the losing party executed live on TV for all to enjoy. You have tuned into your impressive and impending future, a future we call next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
Let's go. Dann vor die Mitte dran, der Richtung Favoriten. Draußen ringt und drinnen stinkt, und ich steh in der Mitte. Die Leute, ob sie jetzt noch stehen, alle haben sie das Fade auch. Und das haben sie nicht nur in der Tram, weil das haben sie einen ganzen Tag. Hey. Echt oben, die wie Gas. Echt oben, die wie Gas. Ich war schlicher, ich züpfe Zwicker. Ich wie gesagt, gib ich Gas. Zwick's mir! Wo sind wir daheim?
jeder ist so dur, er kennt die ganze Welt. In Wirklichkeit ist er ein Sandler, unten stand und immer fit. Das letzte Event in meine Augen, über gern nicht. Hey. Echt und gib Gas. Echt und gib Gas. Ich wurschtlicher, ich hier nicht auch. Ich wiegse, gib ich Gas. Zwingt's mir in meine Traum. Wo soll man haben? Hey! So! Ich gib ich Gas. Wie gib ich Gas?
Scientific research taking place in the advanced labs of Next Thursday have revealed that ghosts actually do exist. Ghosts are not the dead. Leading academics looking into the bizarre phenomenon of ghostly apparitions made a startling discovery in your future year of 1972. What they have discovered has ripped open a new asshole for the ghost hunting industry of Next Thursday. They discovered strong localized gravitational wave anomalies passing through the multiverse membrane structure as easily as a knife passes through butter. Gravitational particles have always bewildered scientists, who wondered why the gravitational sucking forces to be so weak when it should, in theory, be so much stronger. Thanks to the advancement of Next Thursday studies into M-theory, it has been revealed that the low entropy dynamics of supergravitation react much like the arcing wires of a Jacob's ladder as they pass between the second and fifth dimension membranes. This is known as loop quantum gravity, LQG, and in the process opens a temporal window revealing organic matter emanating from a parallel universe. The ghostly figures are a brief glimpse into the neighboring inhabitants of a parallel universe, who just happen to be close to the gravitational disturbance when it occurs. The haunted house you may be aware of last week is simply lying at a point where the membrane has the least resistance, allowing the LQG to penetrate any number of parallel universes. More strange and startling evidence from Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
I dug the birthday party. Idolized Nick Cave, evangelized their music, converted all my mates. The revolution fizzled, working is my fate. They've sold us Bad Seeds records ever since on Triple J. Meteorite gave you all the best years of my life. Facebook, MySpace, mess and noise for several hours a night. I spend my time convincing folk to pay rock stars attention. I can't afford to rent a room for my record collection. I go to art house cinemas several nights a week. I blog about the classics and buy the DVDs. Directors don't know who I am or care that I exist,
but I defend their work for hours at parties when I'm pissed. Media, I gave you all the best cheers of my life. I tell the world about you on social network sites. When I'm not consuming you, I'm telling others too, and wishing I could hang around the people who make you.
Voice of Next Thursday presents Notes from Next Thursday, the IKEA Nomad. The initial IKEA Nomad was actually a shopper who became lost in the labyrinth maze of an IKEA megastore. The IKEA Nomad was forced by his situation to make do with what was available at hand. He slept in the display beds, he used display bedrooms, and lived off the candy he found in the vending machines and leftovers from the cafeteria. To keep warm, he would light small fires using IKEA's pencils and notepaper. His family, frustrated by the efforts of IKEA staff to locate their loved one, mounted their own expedition into the depths of the IKEA store to search for their missing relative. He was finally found after many months of frantic searching in the soft furnishing sections of the store, by which time he had become acclimatized to life in IKEA and flatly refused to integrate back into the mainstream society. The IKEA Nomad refused to sleep in non-Swedish design beds, instead preferring beds he could easily build himself. He lost the ability to read, instead preferring non-textual diagrammatic instructions. He particularly liked the in-flight safety cards that you'd find in the pockets of airplane seats. The IKEA Nomad became an overnight sensation and was extensively reported throughout the world's media. A campaign was set up to save the IKEA Nomad from extinction. IKEA realized the Nomad's marketing potential and quickly let the Nomad stay for good. People would flock from miles to get a glimpse of the Nomad in his natural habitat. He is a shy creature, but if you're lucky enough and the conditions are right, you may be able to get a glimpse. Please, no flash photography. Inevitably, others were drawn to the simple, flat-packed furniture lifestyle and became IKEA Nomads themselves. It came to pass that every IKEA store had its own IKEA Nomad tribe. This is what is in store for you in the magnificent future world of Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
Yeah.
this brings us to the conclusion of our broadcast. You have been listening to Voice of Next Thursday, transmitting from 5 long days from now. I hope you have enjoyed and learned something new, fascinating, or maybe even helpful about your future. If you have any questions about the splendid future world of Next Thursday or would like to send in a reception report, please contact us at the email address voiceofnextthursday@gmail.com. That is voiceofnextthursday@gmail.com, or post to the Free Radio Network. A special thank you to WBNY for relaying our signal back to the primordial world of last week. This is Gabriel Syme, hoping to see you next Thursday.
Ser puntos.